We were talking yesterday about the National Children's Hospital, the delays, the cost overruns, the letter from the Health Minister to the Taoiseach that the view of the National Paediatric Hospital Development Board that BAM, the constructors, is holding the state to ransom, and BAM calling those allegations misleading, ill-informed and incorrect. Today, more doubts. A confidential report for the HSE questioning how ready the hospital would be to work and if it would work whenever it's ready. It was carried out by consultants KPMG. Our health correspondent Fergal Bowers has the story. Morning, Fergal. Who commissioned this report?
Well, this report was commissioned by the HSE, and it was done by consultants KPMG, and they were tasked with establishing the operational readiness to commission and operate the new National Children's Hospital, which brings together Temple Street, Crumlin and Talla. And it reported to the HSE in April this year with this confidential, unpublished report. And it does make findings that they're not ready, really, to work the hospital yet.
Yeah, so it finds that Children's Health Ireland, who run the children's hospitals currently, and those hospitals are not ready for the change.
Yes, the report points to gaps in senior leadership teams, a suboptimal clinical governance structure, a lack of clarity around a future operating model and funding of the hospital. And it says that during interviews with Children's Health Ireland, which, you know, will be operating the hospitals and does operate the existing three hospitals, there's limited recognition of what's called the great opportunity offered by the move to the new digital hospital to create a high-end, safe and high-quality environment. And what's happening, it found, is that the reason for this problem is that the move isn't the centre of attention, and most of the top leadership are spending just 10 to 20% of their time on the move, and really 80 to 90% of time running the existing services in the three hospitals. And the management consultant said it was apparent from interviews at all levels that staff are, you know, prioritising day-to-day patient care over the commissioning activity for the new hospital. And in the report, KPMG say a key issue is the absence of a permanent chief executive for the new entity, and the current arrangements of having an acting CEO who also has to combine duties with a large element of her deputy chief executive and COO portfolio. And they say, quote, this arrangement represents a high risk to the overall programme.
Does the report address the significance for the staff of not knowing when they're going to be moving to the new National Children's Hospital?
Yes, it says that the different signals and opinions around the handover date to the new hospital, it says it's significantly affecting Children's Health Ireland's ability really to progress in this. And we've seen recent days the clash between the government and the new hospital builders, BAM, over concerns that opening date could well drift into 2026. So the report says this is a major problem for the planners.
And what does the report say about staffing, Fergal?
Well, the consultancy report sets out a variety of options for the opening of the new facility, but it has a day one, so the opening day workforce model, perhaps, that would require recruitment of an extra 272 staff for a total staff of 4,319 staff. But it says that if all the facilities were to run at 100%, so if the hospital was to be fully operational and all standards were to be applied, it would require a much larger number of staff, actually 5,133 staff. But this isn't seen as practical for the first day of operation. And the main challenge in terms of staffing and manpower will be, it says, there's a brand new building, it's all single rooms. There's also the expansion of operating rooms and intensive care beds, plus a new digital hospital working system. And that's going to be challenging.
Fergal, thank you. That's our health correspondent, Fergal Bowers. It's 8:31. Brian Jennings is here with the latest news.